I think a lot of people struggle when they lose because they're worried about what everybody else thinks. Right. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck what everybody else thinks.
Well, this is the Climb Audio Documentary Journey, journal entry for Ari. This is my second recording, and it sucks because the first one was a lot better, kiddo. But you know what? This one probably be really good, too. What's up, baby boy? Your dad talking here. I was just playing with Mr. Toad and Chewy, and they just finished getting into a fight because they just, you know, them. They're so fat, and they love food. I just wanted to tell you I love you, baby. I love you, baby boy, so much. I wanted to make this journal entry too because, you know, your mom's kind of going through this phase right now. And, you know, hopefully she's still dating the guy that she's dating right now in the future. Hopefully she's dating him in the future too. He's a great guy. Yeah, but your mother's trying to create a bond between you and her and her partner. And it's really not working. It's not working. And it's not that I don't want it to work. It's just that you and I have such a close bond, kiddo. I mean, me and you are so close, it's not even funny, man. I love being your father. Let me tell you something. Hopefully I gave you enough advice and you're listening to everything I've been telling you, how to react emotionally and things of that nature. But if you're going through a hard time right now, let me just tell you one thing. And remember this, okay? It is temporary, son. If you're feeling anxious and you're having all these anxious thoughts in your mind and depressive thoughts, you're feeling like depressed, it's temporary, kiddo. Trust me, your dad has gone through hell mentally and emotionally. There was times I was sitting there and I would have all these intrusive thoughts. And I was like, why am I thinking those ugly thoughts? I don't want to do any of that. That's anxiety, kid. Your mind will play tricks on you. Okay, your mind will want you to go and think the worst things because life is so good. When your life is so good, your mind is looking for something to be afraid of. Just know it's temporary. Put on a show, watch a funny YouTube video, take a cold shower. Literally, go jump in a cold shower right now. If you're feeling anxious, go jump in a shower right now. If you're able to work out, go lift some weights, kiddo. Just know that it's temporary, son. Okay. Every emotion that you have is temporary, but where you want to be is you want to feel good. You want to be living a life where you feel good, buddy. Right? Don't let your mind play tricks on you, like I've always told you. Okay, and don't be doing drugs either. Me and you, and I don't know about your mom, but me and you are not designed to do drugs. We're just not, dude. Like, you were just not. Okay, I have never done, and you promise me, if you're listening to this right now, don't you ever do drugs, okay? If it's legal and you're in a place where it is legal and you're of age, that's your choice, okay? But, dude, don't do anything else. Don't do cocaine or heroin, none of that. If you get friends coming near you and telling you, come on, let's just try it once. Don't listen to them. They're weak. Don't be weak. You're a leader. You hear me? You're a leader, kiddo. You really are. You need to hear my voice. You are a leader, and you need to know that. People follow you. You don't tell anybody. You don't listen to somebody who tells you to do something stupid. You say, no, you do what I say, dude. We're not going to be doing this stupid crap. Let's get out of here and go do something productive. First of all, you shouldn't even be hanging with losers like that, kid. Okay? Don't be hanging with losers like that, Bubba. Anyway, I know you're a good kid, and I know that ain't happening. But if you're in college somewhere or you're 18, 19, exploring, you just want to hear your dad's voice. It's July 22nd, dude, I don't even know where I'm. I'm already one day before your birthday. It's July 5th, 2022. I was thinking of 22, so I said July 22nd. But anyway, July 5th, 2022, your birthday's coming up. Guess what? Guess what else I got, dude? I made some digital Breath of the Wild birthday invitations. Isn't that sweet? Dude, that's our game, bro. That is our game, dude. We play that all the time. We just got a new game, too. Wii Sports. And man, I just got this other cool game, but I gave the Nintendo to your mom so you can play Wii Sports when you're at her house. Let me tell you something, kid. Okay? Listen to me. You and your mom, if y'all are butting heads or you ever butt heads with mom, just know this. Your mom loves you so much. Me, on the other hand, your mom loves me too. She just can't stand me sometimes, romantically. Your mom gets repulsed when she thinks about me. Your mom can't control me, ever. And she hates that. Your mom hates that she can't control me. But your mom supports me so much. She's helped me with my business. My business is bumping, obviously, when you're listening to this, you've seen it. But your mom supported me. She gave me money, you know, to support my business. And I'm sure I paid her back dividends. But not only that, your mom supports us as a family. She's a great mom. She's an amazing person. I love her so much. I love you so much. I'm just so grateful to have you guys. Y'all are my real family. And your dad likes to stay alone a lot. It's true. Yeah. Your mom might have told you that, but I really do. I'm alone right now with my little guinea pigs looking at Mr. Toad stuff his face and Chewy scratch his butt. Literally. That's what they're doing right now. Because I love my solitude. You know, I love being by myself. The only time I... And I'm 35 years old right now, Papa. I love hanging out with you. And the only time I go out is if it has to do with business. Or when it's with your mom and we're going on a little family trip or something. Or we're going to have dinner together or something like that. I'm growing this company for us, baby. I'm growing it for us. I really am, because we're doing awesome stuff right now. So if you ever wondered why, right now I'm in a studio apartment. It's a nice studio apartment, trust me. But, you know, your dad had to make some sacrifices to get things going. But let me tell you something. Your dad is like Mufasa. Everything the light touches is our kingdom. You remember I used to tell you that all the time? Kiddo, I love you so much. I love being your father. You have no idea. It is literally the best thing I could ever ask for in my life. People could offer me hundreds of millions of dollars, and I would say, what do you want? They would ask me, what do you want, the hundreds of millions of dollars or to be Ari's dad? And I would say, I wouldn't even bat an eyelash, Ari's father. Him and I are going to get the $100 million together. I don't need it. But you can give it to me, and then him and I will go spend it. I love you, kid. Bye.